I'm Melanie Quinton. I was born in 1966, began to worship at St Margaret's as a little girl when I was about six, and nowadays I go to the same church with my family. It was very different to how it is now. The services were much more formal. We tended to use books, the prayer book, which is still used today for some things, and it was very much more, I'd say, clergy-led. I think children were seen and not heard, and I think people did tend to wear their Sunday best in those days. The clergy, I think, were almost always robed. There's very much more use of the pulpit, but in those days they went up the steps and you'd be looking up at them listening to the sermon. I think there's very much more variety in styles of worship now, and we still have the very traditional 8 o'clock communion service, but the other services during the day follow a different pattern each week, depending on which Sunday of the month it is. I think the vast majority of children now go to the 9:30, what we call a rise and shine service, and they go with their families. It's a very informal service. People feel quite free to move around a lot, which is nice. Very often there are activities, pens and paper and colouring. So, I mean, the children are very, very much part of that service. They're not shushed at all. It can be quite noisy, but that's nice. Children obviously feel very welcome, and that's right that they should be there. I think at St Margaret's we do try very hard to welcome people, and some people like to slip in and out unnoticed, and that's perfectly right that they should be able to do that. But I think also we do try and notice people who they're for the first time and welcome them in. There's always coffee and biscuits, which the children love, after two of the morning services, the 9:30 and the 11 o'clock service. And the 11 o'clock, it's a bit more traditional, slightly more depth to the worship. It's generally very liturgy based, so we have service books that we use. I think there's probably more involvement from the congregation than there may have been in the past. People other than clergy will do the readings and usually the intercessions, which are the prayers, and also administering communion. And then on the fourth Sunday of the month we have a big service of choral evensong, which is very traditional, and the congregation tend to listen rather than participate. The choir tend to sing all the responses and psalms.
If I was interested in coming to St Margaret's, how do you think I would be received?
Be given a good welcome, I hope. You would be given either books at the door as you come in, or sometimes no books, because we do have an overhead projector and screen, and very often the words of songs will be up on the screen for people to look at rather than to read. But you'll always be given what we call pew news, which is a sheet of notices for the week, and very often page numbers in the book, so you can actually follow the service. I don't think I've talked about the link between the church and the school. That's a very, very big part of St Margaret's. We have lots of families who have children at the school who come into church. And then I think also through smaller groups, like home group, Bible study groups. I think I've been in my particular group for 25 years now, so some of those people I've got to know very well. And that's lovely, because there's always people that you can call on and ask for prayer support, or indeed give them support. A very special thing.